Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, 7 a.m. here on Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're with you every Saturday morning right here from 7 to 8 a.m. as we continue our tour around golf courses and golf-related areas here in Western New York. This week, Tee to Green at one of our home clubs. We're at Fox Valley in Lancaster, and we're excited to be here, and we've got a big group in here today. We're excited. Brian Colziel, along with Kevin Sylvester. Kevin will be joining me here in just one moment to say hello. Kevin, I'll stall for 10 seconds here. You can put the headset on. There you go. Now you're on. Good morning, Kevin.
I don't know if you're aware. I've been gone for a while, and
I hadn't noticed.
I forgot to set up our Facebook live feed. We are live on Facebook now, so I was trying to get that right.
That's right.
Well, so some people who you may go to the Tee to Green Facebook page, you might see my chin.
Yeah. or my shoes.
Do you like the angle? Yeah. Is it looking good?
Well, it's on. How's that?
That's right.
I feel bad. I didn't wear my I wore a Tee to Green golf shirt from Donald Ross, but I didn't wear
Our beautiful pullovers.
Yeah, it's periwinkle, right? Is that what that is?
Can we think of a more masculine word than periwinkle?
No, I think that's the shirt. This is the light powder blue sort of look.
Yeah, it's a blue and white striped
pullover.
Powder
blue sounds a lot tougher.
Yeah,
yes.
Carolina. I would call it Carolina blue.
No, you know what it is? It's a lighter UB Bulls blue. Oh,
okay. That's right. Let's go with that.
Congrats to Nate Oates and the Bulls and Felicia Leggett-Jack.
That's right.
Did they win too?
The women won too. They beat Rutgers.
Awesome.
I was trying to find it on TV. That was hard to find their game.
Yeah, ESPN 2, Jeff. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, the Ocho. It was ESPN the Ocho.
Yes. That's right. That's right. But yes, Kevin, welcome back. You've been on with PGA Tour Radio. We were at the Players, and before that in Mexico, right?
Well, Arn Palmer. Listen. So the run has been this, and I'm not complaining about the run. The run was Hawaii for 2 weeks. Horrible.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it's good Hawaii. It's got to be good, right? That is way better than I thought it was. So if you get a chance to go, go.
I noticed your tan. Yes.
Yes, yes. I've had this tan for a while. So Hawaii for two. I was back home for one. Merchandise show, PGA merchandise show, which I still have content to push out on tdgreen.golf so I'm still looking forward to getting some of that stuff out there, including our interview with Mike Sims from Hook and Gaff Watch Company. We're giving away a Hook and Gaff golf watch in a couple weeks, Master Saturday. Become a Tee to Green Club member. It's free to sign up. It's going to be a random drawing. We'll do it live
on
the show.
That's a nice watch, yes.
It's a really super cool thing that he did. The crown, right? You know, it's on the left other opposite side, if you will. So, you know, those of us, I like wearing a watch when I golf. And sometimes I don't like, you know, I have a GPS watch, but I just wear a regular watch sometimes. And then you swing and you get that. And he had the great term for it, wrist bite.
Yeah.
Doesn't have that. Anyways, so that's where I met him, and he agreed to give away the watch. We're going to have more stuff to do that. But anyways, merchandise show, home for a week. Phoenix, home for 2 weeks. Mexico, home for a week. Arnold Palmer Invitational, Players Championship. But you guys are stuck with me for a little while now. So
yeah, when's your next trip?
Not till AT&T Byron Nelson.
Okay.
So I've got a little bit of break, which is good, Jeff, because I figured out that it's at least a half a pound a day on the road. Could be a pound.
That's
this
right.
Last trip might have been a pound a day.
Purely scientific reasons.
Yeah.
You're
well, I always,
out, right?
I always weigh myself before I go and when I come back, and it's astonishing. And really, like 3 days after I'm home, it's like it melts off. So I must be doing something strange
on
the road.
It's your workout regimen at home. That's what it is. It's what it is. You're fine on the road.
Yeah.
It's just at home, your rigorous workout program actually is what's bringing it back.
Sure.
By the way, we should say good morning to Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Meadus.
Jeff Meadus, PGA Pro from Glen Oak.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great a little icy on the roads this morning. Wasn't it?
Yeah, be a little careful out there.
I saw something. They said we're still the average about 6 more inches yet this year. Between this point in the year and before it stops.
All right. So what does that mean? Because, you know, I was pulling into Fox Valley here, and I'm a member here, and we're going to talk to Marie in a bit on the show about some opportunities here. I love it here. And, you know, we had to cancel a sledding party a couple times because there wasn't any snow in the winter. I'm like, we can have a sledding party today. There's actually snow. It's going to melt, which is good news here. But what is this? What does this set anything back, Jeff?
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime. Actually, the cold nights are more of a setback because the ground will freeze. You'll start that frost level. We're down. The frost level in the ground is below about 6 inches right now at Glen Oak. So we're getting close. We're hopeful later in this week, if the weather looks like it's going to be by the forecast, that we'd be open maybe Friday or Saturday. But that's weather permitting. What happens is if it gets cold at night, it just freezes the ground. For the golf course to be in optimum shape, you need to have the grass start growing, and that doesn't happen until about 50 degrees in the ground temperature. So
you need that overnight or during the day?
Well, that's when the grass will start to react. Overnight, if it gets cold too, below freezing, it just takes your ground temperature down. So the more you can get some warm nights and stuff like that, we could use a really good rain. A good rinsing would be very nice right now. This little bit of snow, that really won't make that much of a difference.
Gotcha. We are here at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster on TD Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus, and Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studio.
Brian, you know what everybody heard out of what Jeff had to say there?
What?
What? Golf courses are opening next week. That's what he had to
That's
hear.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about that.
People are like,
we may not have carts just yet.
Sub-air system. What do you got? No. Oh, open. Okay, good.
Open. That's all they care about. That's right.
Hopefully.
Also here, as we are here for one of our home clubs, Fox Valley, also a little connection to one of our other home clubs, Briarwood. The golf pro from Briarwood is here. Kyle Randall has made the venture from Briarwood over to Fox Valley. Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for joining us here today.
Morning, gents. Appreciate you having me on.
I feel like I've seen you grow up. I'm just saying, like, we've been doing the show for, I don't know how long, but you've been with Briarwood for quite a while.
Yeah, this will be my seventh year.
Seventh year, okay. Well,
that's why you're gray now, because you're a golf pro.
Put a little gentler.
Every year.
Jeez.
You're a young fella, and I just remember when you had the job, and you're an impressive young man, and I'm like, man, how many years have we been doing this with Kyle? 7 years, okay. Well, congratulations.
Appreciate that.
What's the latest over at Briarwood? You guys are getting ready, I'm sure, to get things going.
Right now, Tom was just in here, and he said we're looking open on Thursday.
Awesome.
Again, with that forecast, that's what we're predicting. And, again, hopefully if that stays true, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be open.
Then it'll snow again? Yep.
No, I don't want to say that.
No snow, Jeff.
I'm excited, just like the members, to get out there. So,
hoping with that. Every member, right? And we're all excited to get out and play golf. And you know, you guys are excited to have people back and activity and stuff. It's a balance, right? I mean, because people are just calling you up, texting you, like, "Kyle, we're gonna be able to play Thursday." Yes, you know, and expectations need to be, tempered a little bit, right? I mean, the course is going to be open, hopefully,
They have to remember it's not July.
That's correct, you know? Yes. It's not going to be...
Good way of putting it.
Right. You know, mid-July conditions here.
Yeah, people expect the first day the sun's out and it's warm, the course should be open. Yeah. Well, it's 60 today. Well, it snowed yesterday, so...
This isn't TPC Sawgrass. Yeah. They're not going to have overseeded rye down. It's not going to pop with the green you see that you saw
but it will
last
start
week.
Yeah, we mowed a couple tees yesterday just to take that top brown layer off.
Yeah.
Made a big difference. You'll start to see a lot more green.
Really?
Yep.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, there's a crunchy layer on top there. It's it's been exposed to the wind in the winter all winter.
Right, winter.
Well, I mean, as we know, it could be wrong, but forecast says like 60s and almost 70, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So maybe that grass will start growing.
Let's hope so. Yeah, it would be nice to have a nice early start. Last spring was bad, so
yeah,
we rode a nice spring around here.
That's right.
Yeah, listen, we'll put up with what we've put up with. Well, I'll say you guys have put up with. I haven't been here all winter, but what we put up here with Western New York. With the winter, right? I mean, it's been severe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Or normal.
Yes.
Right? For those who remember, for a better spring.
I would say that it feels worse this year, not because of just what winter was, but because of how poor the fall was. And, you know, I'm relating it to golf season, of course.
That's true, yes.
I mean,
well, the spring was bad and the fall was bad.
Fall golf was one of the worst fall golfs since I feel like in my adult Lightfoot. It was bad, right?
It was. It was almost non-existent.
Yeah.
October was one. And the other problem is there hasn't been any sun. So you don't mind a little cold weather if it's been so cloudy and gray.
Yeah.
We need some sunny days. But last fall, October was almost non-existent.
Yeah, it was brutal. That's why, you know, Fox Valley, we lost the Ryder Cup to Briarwood. Was a brutal condition.
Thank you for bringing that up because if you didn't, I was going to.
You know what was fun about that? So we do a Ryder Cup between Fox Valley and Briarwood, and it's Friday.
How'd you make the team, by the way?
You know what? Seven guys.
Captain pick.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's right. Everybody called it. Yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing what
online voting.
It's amazing what lobbying will do. Yeah. You know, I was kind of like Zemis Gergensen's, you know.
The Lafayette vote came in for you?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Team Lafayette came in. But it's kind of cool. We do, I think it's always Friday here. I don't know. Whatever they alternate,
every,
right?
Yeah, every year it alternates.
So you play a day at each golf course. It's a team event one day. Then it's individual matches the next day. And it's fun. Ton of fun. So. Except when you lose.
And of course, you guys had on the appropriate colors for your team and everything. Like, to me, that's the best
Yeah, parts. That was, it was kind of out the window on Saturday because it was cold. I mean, it was.
You guys didn't have polo didn't outfit your teams with Ringer?
No. We tried to get Donald Ross, too. We're going to work on that for this year with that. You know, budget. Again, listen.
Think of the exposure they'll get.
I was a late addition to the team, Jeff.
Weird.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those of you tuning in
I
here.
I qualified, by the way.
That's right.
I just want to make
wondering, it. Like, right. Okay, Kyle is here from Briarwood. We're here at Fox Valley. You know, what's the connection there? We should explain that.
Yes, Fox Valley, Briarwood, Tantera, all owned by CBIG, the parent company here that operates all three golf courses, our home clubs here on TD Green. And Briarwood has this expansive campus, Kyle. And I tell people, Bowling Alley. Why don't you tell everybody what everything there it's Briarwood?
Yeah, I mean, when you get in there, the first thing you see is obviously the massive building and I mean, you have the fitness center right away, and the pro shop's kind of all the way down by the end. And we hold weddings from 300 people, and people always walk in. What's that first building we pass? And you always say, "Oh, those are the lanes." And like, what do you mean the lanes? And it's 12-lane full bowling alley, and you don't really see it, until you walk in, you hear it. So.
And which
it's an awesome thing.
I don't want to heat your building. That's what I don't want to do during the winter. The heating bill has got to be ridiculous.
I don't
there.
See those numbers, which is which is nice.
Well, actually, they hold bonfires in the main thing. The stuff that doesn't sell in the pro shop, Jeff. That's what they. No, I'm kidding. They don't do that over at Briarwood Country.
Clothes don't burn well.
Right.
No.
But they the golf course. I always enjoy playing it. Championship golf course used to have. Which is now the web.com tour event. Yeah, it was a Nike tour. Right?
Nike tour, Hogan tour. It was. We still have signs and memorabilia from that.
The nice thing
I'm old enough to remember those, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
The nice thing is, the tee boxes, your championship golf course, right? I mean, it's expansive enough where if you really want to test your game and you want to hold a championship up some lake, some wind off the lake there, you play that course all the way back. You're in for a day, for sure.
It's
a challenging day.
It's a different golf course back there, 100%. 72 and change, and people still say we have one of the hardest holes in Western New York, hole 10 out there. It's about a 280 carry to the bend, and you got to give it a go.
That is a hard hole, for 10? Sure. Yeah, because if you play it out, you have to play it out to the right if you can't curve it around, you know, hit a high draw, which I'm trying, I'm working on. Freezer's got me working on that. But if you play it too far out to the right, you're in the evergreens, which
the orchard they call it.
So just hit a big high draw. Just blast it out.
Okay.
Or take it over the corner.
But if you overcook it, Jeff, you're in a grove of trees.
You don't have to worry about overcooking it, Kevin.
Anyhow, you overcook it, you're in a grove of trees, and then the shot into the green, it's an elevated shot. There's a small run-up area, and I think every hole is like this at Briarwood, right? Like there's like a small pathway to run the ball up, but you have to be so precise to do that. You've got to pretty much carry it over bunkers.
And then hold it.
And hold it. That's correct. Yes.
And long's no fun there, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
Yes. I really like the par threes at Briarwood. I feel like it's all four of them are unique. The one early on the front nine that's got, you know, that goes kind of down the fifth.
The third hole is the
long par three.
The long par three.
And
yes.
Then I think it's the fifth, right? The
one, six.
Six. Yeah, that one that goes down. I like all the par threes. I think they're very unique. The one on the back nine's got over water to start early. I think it's a really nice course. And one thing that I think is of course, as we've mentioned before, part of the home clubs here is like Briarwood, where you're at, Kyle, and Fox Valley here in Tantara, all three courses are different. An advantage of being a member at these CBIG courses, a chance and an opportunity to play at some of these other ones. So, you know, during the summer, it's really nice to come over, for me being a Tantara, to come over here and play a different kind of course. I get to hit a different group of clubs that I might not. Briarwood, the same thing.
We do appreciate a heads up, though, when you're coming here.
That's right.
All right, just so.
I yell four very loud. Don't worry.
You know, that sixth hole, It's I think I know why you like the hole, Brian. It's a great looking hole, first and foremost, right? I mean, that's one of the things about golf is the setting that you
play. Yeah, you like the visual piece of it. That
You know, it's a getaway, right? So you're on an elevated tee box. You're, you know, going downhill. The bunkering around the green, it just looks great. But then you have, and Jeff, tell me how you figure this out. You're playing downhill. So there's some elevation that you have to account for, and there's always wind on that hole.
There is always wind there. Well, but the wind should be out of the same direction. You're so close to the lake there. I would think most of the wind's pretty consistent direction there. So,
what's the prevailing wind there? Is it in your face or left to right?
Left to right, probably.
It's
down over your shoulder, smidge.
Usually. Yeah. The weird thing is, if you take hole three out, a lot of times kind of a home course advantage. They're usually hitting about the same club on all three par threes.
Interesting.
To be honest.
Kev's thinking.
No, Kevin's
I'm thinking about that.
Put it in your book, you know, your little caddy book.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Study that here.
Well, I can see the same I see the same club on 6 and 15, right? But to me, well, because it's carryover water, I always take more club on 11.
Okay.
Hits him with the okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, but I just think that's a
do you use an old ball, too?
11, no, I don't. 11's a very deep green, right? So, and the elevation there on that green, the way it's banked, I always take one club up.
I've always seen, I don't know if it's the rotation that Trent has over there, but.
Is that, who designed that golf course?
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon. Okay.
But our Super Trent. I don't know if it's the rotation where he's putting the pins or whatever it is, but I always seem to be hitting, if it's an 8 on, you know, 6, I'm usually hitting an 8 on 11 and 15.
Yeah. Just depends on the day.
Right.
We are here at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and also the pro from Briarwood. Kyle Randall is here with us. As we mentioned, Briarwood, Fox Valley, Tantara, all connected, all part of the CBIG group, our home clubs here on Tee to Green, which is presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, and Custom Turf. A couple other things we want to get with Kyle here before we talk to Marie McConnell, coming up next segment, the membership director of Fox Valley.
You miss me, right, because I keep interrupting you. You mentioned Custom Turf. I don't want to forget this. Go see Steve and Tony. They're out at the home show in Hamburg, Fairgrounds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got the putting greens out there with Custom Turf. So Steve wanted me to mention that. So
they're doing a custom job for the PGA over at Glen Oak.
Yeah, they do awesome work. Yep. So if you wanted something done They do patios too.
I was putting on my green yesterday before the snow came down.
Fantastic. Nice. There you go. So, anyways, go see Steve out at the Hamburg Fairgrounds. Show.
Wanted to bring him here so we can get Kyle's two cents on it too. Rory winning last week at the Players Championship. The tournament back in March for the first time in a while. We know with the new calendar. The course looked great. It played great. So many big names were in contention with Jason Day and Dustin Johnson, and we saw Brent Snedeker kind of sneak in there. But Rory ends up coming through there at the end. Tommy Fleetwood was involved too. And on Sunday, he got his A game back going again, and his driver down the stretch was good. He was making putts in earlier tournaments this year. He hadn't been making putts to finish things off. He gets the win. I know you were there with Rory, you're following him for some of the rounds, Kevin. How was he hitting the ball? I mean, obviously he feels like he's got his best game going forward. We know going into the Masters, he'll be again asked about finishing off the Grand Slam, but he's had a really, really good season here, and he finishes off in a big tournament.
Well, I mean, the word finish, right? I mean, that was I think it was all generated from the Masters last year, not finishing that final round, and then being in the final group a few more times, including recently in Mexico. At the Arnold Palmer Invitational and not winning, because we all expect him to win. It's hard to you have a 36-hole lead, 54. I mean, there's every day's a new day. Like, I looked at Rory. I followed him every day at the Players.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, I mean, he just put on a clinic of ball striking. Hard to do 4 days in a row. And then the next day, it was windy. People factored in the wind. Four fairways. Mm-hmm. He was knocking it all over the yard. And shot a masterful 2-under, in my opinion. Watching him play, he did what Tiger used to do. Manufactured a score and shot 2-under. Guess what he shot in the final round to win? 2-under. And it looked like a completely different round of golf in chillier and windy conditions again. What I liked about what Rory did was he hit golf shots to win on 11. You know the shot Rahm tried, right? Rory had a shot from the bunker, not as severe as Rahm's of a hook, but Rory went for the green. I couldn't believe it, and made it, put it on, had a putt for eagle. Fantastic. On 15, he put it in that waste bunker, 177, had it high cut. I'm like, this thing's dead. Drops it like a butterfly with sore feet, to borrow a line from Mark Emmelman, my colleague, and put it to 14 feet, made the putt. From the rough, the right rough, his only shot was to the green, frankly, I thought, from 171 in the rough on 16. And, again, hit a fantastic shot to 19 feet. And then, put it on the green. Some people, wow, he took a direct line over that bunker. No, he's hitting a little high draw on there. And then ripped the drive in 18. And I think he tugged it just a little bit because of adrenaline. There's no way he was flag hunting on 18, but he hit it over top of the flag at 13 feet. It was a masterful performance. And for a guy who had all the writers, everybody saying, oh, this guy can't finish, he went and got the job done.
Felt like a major, too. To me, it did. I like that they had a little bit of weather in there, that it wasn't perfect spring or summer weather. And just coming down the stretch, the way those holes are configured, it just felt like, hey, this is what major events should feel like, getting through 15, 16, 14, such a hard hole.
Yeah.
And what's nice, it's like the Masters in a way, because we know the holes.
You know the golf
course.
So
every year we're going back to the same golf course, and it has that history.
And the roars, Jeff. I can tell you, being there, you could hear the roars from 16, 17, 18.
And you know where they're coming from.
Absolutely. Right. Like you can hear them all over the golf course. Yeah.
Yep. It was great. It's a number 16 roar, or it's from 15 and it's so-and-so's group, or whatever it is.
That's the thing. Yeah. On 15, I gave a really emphatic call to Rory because he gave the most emotion he showed, and it was a great shot and putt, and it's like I'm the only one out there saying anything. There was like nobody on 15 because everybody pushed to 16. And 17, I mean, it's like entering a football stadium when you come down the fairway on 16 with all the fans down the left side, and it just wraps around. They've got video scoreboards in each end and 17. It's awesome. Really is.
They do a nice job with it.
Kyle, what do you think? Is Rory the favorite going into the Masters in a couple of weeks? If I gave you one golfer, would you take him?
Probably not.
Yeah.
What?
A huge DJ fan. The guy, he hasn't, yeah. I mean, he played
like
Mexico.
And,
yeah,
he was in contention, too. DJ was to win.
Right, and his Mexico showing was just unbelievable. And I think with his length, you always got to go with DJ when he's out there.
Koepka just recently said he's lost a little bit of weight and doesn't feel the same. I feel like he's a little lost something on the swing. Like, why would you mess with success, right?
Yeah.
Number one, I mean.
When he says he lost a little, what, did he lose 5 pounds or something?
I don't know either.
Did he take his afternoon session off of benching or something?
He's another guy I wear the rash guard with on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got his shirt off. I don't.
He doesn't swim with his shirt on.
If I look like Brooks Koepka, I wouldn't wear a shirt, period.
That's right. Hey, Kyle, thanks again for coming in.
Absolutely.
Before we let you go, we're going to talk to Marie next segment about some membership information here at Fox Valley. If someone wants to contact you or I know Tim over at Briarwood should get some information about maybe becoming a member here at Briarwood this year, how can they go ahead and contact you?
Best way to do it is through our website, briarwoodcc.com. I mean, it has every link on there, every phone number you can imagine, direct lines to the shop and everyone's extension, emails, everything on there. So
awesome.
If you need anything, jump on there and
briarwoodcc.com and
mention
we'll be,
TD Green. No,
right.
Seriously, when you call Kyle or somebody over there, say, hey, I heard about, I'm interested in becoming a member of Briarwood because of TD Green. I heard the guys talking about it. I want to play that sixth hole and I want to play all the par threes and see if it is the same club.
Absolutely.
Mention TD Green.
Yes, absolutely. Kyle, we'll be back.
It'll be worth your while.
We'll be back in Briarwood just a little more than a month. We'll see you soon.
Look forward to it. Hopefully, a little bit of warmer weather.
We have a giveaway later on in the show to our TD Green Club members. We're going
to Briarwood, a twosome.
Twosome to Briarwood.
So thank you, Kyle, for bringing those passes for that.
100%.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Awesome. Kyle Randall from Briarwood. We will step aside here on TD Green. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about Fox Valley. Marie McConnell also still our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week on driving. Our Batavia Downs Majors contest is back. We'll talk about that. Our giveaway to Briarwood. Patrick Reed's wife is also up to some golf. She's up to some golf planning, I guess I'll say. She's sticking her head in there. We'll talk about that here coming up in just a few moments. Kevin, save the joke for later.
No, there's no joke.
Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Back here at Fox Valley, right after this on Tee to Green.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
7:30 here on Tee to Green. Welcome back. We are at one of our home clubs at Fox Valley and in Lancaster, and it is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. This week, the Valspar Championship.
Valspar, yeah.
Yes, in Innisbrook.
Paint.
That's
company.
Right. That's right, paint.
They just re-upped, too. I think that's going to be there a while.
At Innisbrook Resort and Golf Club, the Copperhead Golf Course, Paul Casey and Austin Cook are your leaders. -6. Paul Casey yesterday shot a 66 to get himself into a tie with the lead. So Casey and Cook today go off in the final pairing at 2 p.m.
Defending champion, Casey.
That's right. Three-way tie for third, one shot back, including Luke Donald. And the big names that are in contention, Dustin Johnson, who Kyle mentioned last segment, two shots off the lead. He is at -4. John Rahm, who we'll also talk about here in a few minutes with him last week and his caddy, he is at -3. Snedeker, Bubba, Furyk, who played well last week, all at -2. So those are some of the bigger names here as they go into round three today. Joining us, though, here is from Fox Valley, the membership director, Marie McConnell.
Hi.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for having us here, as always.
Of course. Happy to have you.
We can have a sledding party today.
I know.
I said that
right?
Earlier. Yeah.
I saw it. Was it snow golf day here?
Yeah. Well,
the snow came in just in time for it.
Poor Marie kept trying to have this, kept rescheduling a sledding party, right? Because we all said to her, like I said, hey, let's have a sledding party in the winter. Okay, great idea, because we've got this great hill by 18. We'll watch our kids go in the creek. No, they put us in the snow fence. It doesn't happen.
That's right.
But anyway, and what, three times?
Three times, yeah.
Three times, because we didn't have any snow. But today's snow golf, so there you go.
So tell us about snow golf today.
So we're going to be doing like a chipping contest from the wedding patio on to 9 green. So closest to the pin contest, prizes, chefs making up some really good specials with burgers and tuna nachos and all sorts of stuff. And we're going to have foosball, air hockey for the kids, and it'll be a good time.
Awesome.
Chef, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The food here is awesome. Like, the Creole quesadilla.
Oh, the low country quesadilla.
Low country quesadilla. My new favorite, Jeff.
It's just got a good name. I don't know. It tastes good. Tastes better because the name is so cool.
It's It might be, you know, if we had to vote on some of the best thing on the menu, that's getting my vote right now.
The Low Country quesadilla.
Yes. Awesome. Sorry, Bri.
No, it sounds delicious.
Well, you guys had that. What was that sandwich I had over at Tantera? The grilled chicken avocado
it was
thing,
chicken,
right?
Bacon avocado melts, yeah, or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Like, I think every place needs to have its own signature.
A little couple of niche dishes, right? Or
yes,
sandwiches or appetizers.
You know what? That's going to be a YouTube show we're going to do. We're going to go to every place and eat their signature sandwich or dish.
I mean,
that'd be cool.
All that
right?
Sounds great.
Yeah. We'll make it. We'll
travel
make,
channel.
No, it's going to be on TD Green's YouTube
TD
channel.
Oh,
all
gotcha.
Right?
I'm in.
Us just going around to our courses,
yes,
with TD Green and us eating?
I think it's a home run.
Okay.
We're going to do it.
People don't like watching me eat normally. That's the problem there.
You said it was a pound a day on the road when you travel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm at home, so it'll be fine.
That's right.
All right. I'm just saying the food here is awesome. It really is.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
Marie, I know that when we were at Tantera last week or a few weeks ago, we were talking with Don Schneider about membership. And, you know, Kyle was mentioning, too, last segment about Briarwood. And, of course, the three CBIG courses all connected in some way, which is an advantage that you can have as a member here. But I know each of them also in their own way has their unique opportunity to be a member. So why don't you talk a little bit about what Fox is offering up this year for some cool ways to be a member this year here in 2019.
Yeah, all three clubs really have great offers right now. And in the spirit of talking about sister clubs, I mean, I think that's the most important thing. I mean, you join one of our clubs, you get to play the other two. And not to mention, we have other awesome local reciprocals, plus not to mention our other CBIG courses out in California, Arizona, Texas. So, you know, we're really all over the board. We have, you know, clubs everywhere. So at Fox right now, we're doing up to 60% off dues, basically. And, you know, if you listen to T to Green and you call in and you want to talk to me or Tim or Don over at Tantera, we're going to give you a $500 club credit. So,
whoa.
Awesome.
Yeah, mention T to Green, and it's definitely worth your while.
So wait, club credit. Mm-hmm. That means
that food that you were talking about.
Food?
Food.
It'd be food or pro shop, right?
Pro shop, yep. I mean, you could apply it towards a cart pass or, you know, your locker, club storage, whatever.
Awesome. That's a really good deal.
All right, I'm going to repeat that. So if you mention T.D. Green when you sign up to become a member at Fox Valley.
In any of the three.
Briarwood, yeah, or Tantera, you get a $500 club credit.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
Absolutely.
For that. Not to mention you get to be a member.
That's right.
And hang out with us.
Even better.
We might have to give him $750. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's a great offer. $500 to do so. You know, the what do people say? We always think of, all right, when people come to you to explore being a member, what are the reasons, or what are the biggest questions you get from people who say, all right, you know, I've been thinking about being a country club membership. What's the biggest question that you get or concerns they have, I guess?
I guess the biggest thing people want to know is, you know, am I going to be able to get out when I want to get out and play golf on a Saturday? Or, you know, what's the club like? What's the environment like? Is it fun? Am I going to meet people? I mean, we get a lot of people from out of town that move here for work and are interested in joining a club and making friends and playing golf. And
one of my good friends here, Thad.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys who just
exactly.
he came and joined, and he's an awesome guy and moved from out of town for work here. Yeah. Didn't
yeah.
know anybody.
Didn't know anybody.
Right?
Yeah.
And
he's still trying to get me to find him friends, so...
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Found Kev. They always
job,
find
Marie.
Kev, you know?
That's right.
You missed a shot at me there, Kev. That's okay. But anyway, no, that's a great example. Yeah. And you know what? To that question, I don't know how it is over at Tantera, Brian, and Kyle's still hanging out here at Briarwood, but there's an online tee system mm-hmm. that we have here at Fox, and you guys have it at Briarwood, right? Yeah, Kyle's
yep.
like, yeah. And I just go in there, and the beauty is, I can see what's open. I can see who's playing. I eliminate the people I don't want to play with. I'm kidding. I don't.
No, but that's a cool thing to see.
It's great.
Like,
yes,
you might call up with, all right, I'm thinking I want to play at this time, and you say, oh, well, these are open here, or I could go here. Like, to be able to see that whole thing,
right?
Just be able to press a button and do it.
Well, there's a couple of buddies. I'll say, hey, I see you got a tee time here, or I'll text them. Hey, I don't know if you guys looked on the tee sheet, but I've got two spots open, yeah. and you know people they'll fill them in.
That is what's nice about the technology.
Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. there's instant. Yeah, if you're on your way driving by or whatever, you can
right
find out who's playing if there's an opening or something like that. Yeah,
or you know I'll call up and John and Chris will be here in the pro shop and I'll say, hey, you know, guys, I didn't have a chance to look. What's, oh, you can do this, whatever. I mean, this is the beauty about belonging to a club is you can come out and say, you know what, you can't go off a one, but there's a gap. Mm-hmm. Or Mr. Johnson's out on hole six. They have only two people in the group. Go join them. Okay, great, right? Because ultimately we just want to get out and play.
Right.
You know?
And you're not committed to playing 18 all the time, you know? If you want to go out there and play six holes, seven holes, you can do that and then get back for dinner with your family.
That's what I always say is the best part is that hey, I just had an hour and a half open up, or you know what, I have 2 hour window in between this job and dinner or whatever, and you can't just walk on a public course and make that happen. So
correct.
That, yes. You can do that. I would beg to differ.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Well, great. No, that's good. I mean, you guys
but
should treat
that
way,
right? That's part of the adjustment of probably trying to have the private model, right?
Right. Well, right. It's a different model. But having said that, more and more people are playing nine holes. The golf is changing, so people are playing nine holes, six, whatever it is. There's more of that than 18 holes.
Well, Jeff, let's okay.
There isn't more of that than 18 holes.
You have worked. You have worked in private clubs quite a bit, and now you know at a public course at Glen Oak. But that's part of the attractiveness of being a member. Is that public courses are trying to shift ways to have that, right? I mean,
we're trying to create
with the nine-hole opportunities and other things that are, you know.
Yeah, well, golf's changing. I mean, people don't have the time to play 18 as often as they used to. You know, it seems like more people are playing. Definitely, the numbers nationally will tell you nine-hole rounds are becoming far more popular than they ever were.
Sure.
And most facilities are, you know, we're playing in 4 hours and 20 minutes. Everybody's working to play faster and faster and faster. And that's one of the goals I'm sure you guys have here at all three clubs. At Glen Oak, we spend a lot of time making sure pace of play is good. And I think that's what's most important to people. There's barriers, you know, to playing golf. There's the cost, which is perceived. It's actually not very expensive sometimes to play golf.
Right.
And there's time, and there's, you know, the perception that it's a snobby game or whatever it
is.
And all those perceptions are breaking down slowly.
I think, and I know we got to take a break here, Brian, but I also think, like, you choose to join a club, Fox Dantera Briarwood, which we encourage you to check those out, and mention TD Green because you can get $500 club credit for that. It's a lifestyle choice, right? And as you mentioned, you're new to town, or as you get advanced in age, right, you're looking for things to do. Hey, what are we going to do Friday night? Or what are we going to do on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a party going on at the club. Or they've got this kind of dinner going on. Or, which I think is awesome that we do here, date night. You know, where you can bring your kids. They're in a room, supervised, and you get to have dinner. And we're doing that with another couple next week. Mm-hmm. And we try to do that every time it comes up because it's a great chance to have a night out for dinner where I don't have to worry about, you know,
the kids.
Kids in the dining room.
Bingo.
Absolutely. That's
yeah, we're always trying to do stuff like that. And breaking barriers and things like that in golf is super important. We don't have restrictions on women or juniors at Fox Valley. So that's another great reason to join. And, you know, especially with women golfers and women in business, we want women to feel welcome here and know the game of golf. And that's kind of what we're all about, is just being relevant and innovative. So
that's awesome. How can they contact you, Marie?
As Kyle mentioned, you know, all of our websites are really great. Ours is foxvalleyclub.com. You can call, email me, but really all the information is on the website.
Okay, foxvalleyclub.com. Thanks, Marie, for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Just like, thanks for having me on the show this early in the morning.
It's like a barrage. She knows. She's been through it enough. She knows. Yeah. She knows the deal. Thanks, Marie.
Yep, you got appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Before we go to break here, our Batavia Downs Majors Contest is back. And I'll be sending out the information this week on Twitter, on our T to Green Twitter. So if you don't follow us, at T2GBuffalo. That's
correct.
Yes, that's correct. I think I just turned your mic off.
That's right. You probably should have done that a half hour ago.
If that's all it took. Right?
At T2GBuffalo. Yes, that's correct.
At T2GBuffalo. So that'll be out this week. And we're excited to have Batavia Downs back on board with our majors contest. So the Masters is 3 weeks away. So we'll have information there. Again, another free contest, another opportunity to win a great prize pack from Batavia Downs. So we'll have that coming for you.
Got to be a club member.
And you got to be a
Team
Green club member. So all the information on how to sign up to be a club member will be there. But we'll tell you verbally right now. Go to t2green.golf, T2Green, the number two, t2green.golf. And all you need is your name and email and you're a member.
That's correct. And what we do, by the way, and this is where the information will be on the Batavia Downs stuff, we send out a weekly newsletter. Jeff's got a tip in there every week. I have a weekly column. Brian's got a weekly column and his fantasy picks every week in there. and there's great information on our partners in the newsletter. So that comes to your inbox every week. So open that. Open that newsletter up. You get stuff that you don't get here on the show or anywhere else from the golf experts here in Western New York. That's us. And we'll get you the information on how you can enter the majors contest.
Yeah, great prize pack there. So, and speaking of being a member of the club and giveaways, we're going to give away a twosome to Briarwood when we come back.
That's correct.
So that'll have that coming back. Also, we'll get Jeff's tip here, our Western New York PGA tip of the week, on driving the ball. Rory McIlroy drove it so well, so we'll talk about that. And Patrick Reed's wife, we mentioned that. We'll get to that, too, here as we roll on from Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. We want to thank Kyle and Marie again for joining us with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green from Fox Valley here in Lancaster coming up right after this.
Listen up, golfers. Here comes the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Back here on Tee to Green, 7:48, live at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Thanks to Marie McConnell, the membership director here from Fox Valley, for joining us. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Rory McIlroy smashing the ball last week at the Players on his way to a victory. He obviously hopes to do it again at Augusta in a few weeks. But let's talk about driving the ball. Can you just give me that one tip so I can hit it just like Rory?
First of all, you're not going to hit it like Rory. I don't care who you are. That's right. He's probably one of the premier drivers in the history of the golf ball, right?
He's number one. Going into the Players' Championship, he was number one in strokes gained off the tee
on
the PGA Tour.
Him
John
Rahm
was number
Johnson.
Two.
I'd rather have his driver than Dustin Johnson's, I think. I'd rather drive it like Rory than Dustin. I think he's a better driver of the ball, Rory. But
more accurate, sure.
More accurate. It's so beautiful to watch. But
it's plenty far.
Yes, either one is great. Yeah, they get a little more speed than I do. But the thing with the driver is, first of all, centeredness of contact is always going to be the number one variable as far as trying to hit it far. So obviously lessons will help. Thing people forget is that you got to be hitting up on the driver. So you want to catch, there's two different swings in golf. There's an iron swing where you're actually squeezing the ball off the turf, and there's a driver swing where you're actually swinging up. And if you put the good players on launch monitors, they're going to have a 1 to 3 or so degree upswing before they hit the golf ball, and they're going to hit it in the center of the blade. So you're trying to create speed with your driver. So you want to have some light grip pressure, move that ball forward, make a nice big turn, and try to create speed. You're not trying – people that start to steer the driver, that's when you typically will drive it bad. So you want to just let it loose. I'm stumbling with my words here. Yeah. Tee it a little bit forward. Take a nice big swing, light grip pressure. If you're squeezing hard, you're not going to create speed. You see a sprinter in the starter's blocks, they're always trying to relax their muscles, create less tension in their body. So you don't want a lot of tension. Also, a proper club fitting would make a huge difference right here, because the shafts, there are so many different shafts, so many different heads, so many different launch combinations that you can achieve through a proper fitting with your driver. And a lot of it is, even we don't have to buy a new club. We'll just take the wrench and adjust your club right properly for you. So get that ball forward. Make sure you're swinging up. Remember, centeredness of contact is important. Sometimes those clubs are too long for most people. The stock driver is longer than the tour's average driver. So choke up on that driver a little bit. You'll hit it in the center of the blade a little bit more, and therefore drive it better.
Good. One thing we've been seeing with when they do the slow-mo replays quite a bit is the guy's feet just lifting off the ground all the time. Is that something I should be
Justin
doing?
Thomas, for
yeah,
sure.
Justin
right?
Thomas.
Yeah.
Is that something Bubba does it all the time?
Yeah. I would not recommend anybody try to mimic Bubba. He's unique.
10 years ago, I would have tried to get that person and try to get their left foot flat loaded for that.
Yeah.
And now that's how they're creating power. They're actually kind of jumping through the golf ball. That's why it's two different swings. If you watch them with irons, that's not happening.
No,
that foot's on the ground. But they're creating upward force, and it's why the people that can broad jump or jump highest tend to hit the golf ball the furthest too, because they're creating that explosive speed through there. But like I said, that's new to me. I mean, I've learned from watching the best players that's what they're doing to hit it far. Whereas years ago we wouldn't have taught that. But yeah, there are definitely a lot of guys are doing that. It does not help with accuracy. Those guys hit a lot of golf balls. It does make it a little harder to be accurate. Some of the guys that will keep that left foot flat will tend to drive it straighter, but not as far.
Yes. Good stuff there. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week on driving. Hey, if you want to get more of Jeff's tips, we've got a lot of videos on our website, t2green.golf. You can check them out there. And, of course, if you want more information on what the Western New York PGA does across Western New York, you want to get involved, you want to get your kid involved, WNYPGA.com.
Sign up now for Drive, Chip, and Putt.
That's right.
I signed my son up last week. It's the registration's open. Yep. It'll fill up.
And
so.
The junior tour, too.
Junior tour,
that's
yes.
Filling up. All
speaking of Drive, Chip, and Putt, one of the local qualifiers here in Buffalo is here at Fox Valley, and the other local one is at Glen Oak, where we'll be next week with you.
And we have the regional one, too. Actually, during our PGA meeting, we're going to have a little drive, chip, and putt for the pros afterward.
That's cool.
Just because it looked like so much fun when the kids did it, we want to try it.
It was such a cool event. Yeah.
I can't imagine any testosterone going in that thing.
No trash talk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. Tee to green here.
No wagering either.
That's right. Presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf. Again, Custom Turf today at the home show, right?
Yeah, Hamburg Fairgrounds. I think it's just a home show.
Yeah,
is the name of it. But if
go
you're going
see
to Hamburg,
Steve.
Yeah, go see Steve. Tell him you heard about us at TD Green.
That's
and
right.
Fellas, it's a reason for you to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because every time I've gone on one of the shows, my wife's like, "Hey, I want to do this or whatever." Okay, I'll go.
Want to redo the basement? Oh, here's some turf for it.
Bingo.
Yeah,
that's right. The way to do it.
That's right.
Green in your yard. This is who to go with.
That's right.
We don't have to mow, honey.
And we're also at one of our home clubs here, Fox Valley, and one of our other home clubs. We were speaking with the pro, Kyle Randall, earlier. Kyle was kind enough to offer up a twosome of golf at Briarwood to a Tee to Green club.
And we drew during the break there. Phil Ratzel is our winner. A twosome at Briarwood. So, Phil, we'll get your contact information to Kyle and email and all that great stuff.
What did he say?
What's that?
Kyle says upgrade it.
Make
to
it
four.
Four?
Oh, boy.
All right, make it a foursome.
Look at that.
There you go.
Okay. Kyle,
all right.
Very nice.
All right.
Okay, Phil, congratulations. Phil Ratzel, our winner here.
So if Phil invites you to play, you better buy him a round at the grill room there at Briarwood.
That's right.
Right? I mean, if you win a foursome from TD Green and Briarwood Country Club.
Right, the value of that right there. Just signing up with an email.
It's priceless, first of all. Correct. It's free to sign up, and you win that. You bring three guys, they better pick up your food and beverage for the day, right?
Absolutely.
To hell, buy a golf shirt in the pro shop for Phil, right?
Have the signature sandwich.
Signature, yeah. What is the signature sandwich at Briarwood, Kyle?
What's my go-to?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
It's got to be the salmon sandwich.
Salmon sandwich. There we go.
See?
We'll have to test that one out.
That's right. Next time we're there, we'll have the salmon sandwich. All right.
That's alliteration.
We got 2 minutes left here. Let's talk about Patrick Reed's wife getting involved.
Justine, yes.
That's right. So he's had a couple of disappointing rounds here. We know he's going to be...
He went 77-78.
Yeah, defending
at
Valspar.
Almost won there last year.
Yeah, he was right near the bottom. Missed the cut. And he's got his Masters title defense coming up right around the corner. And his wife's getting involved right now, contacting David Ledbetter, trying to improve his game.
But, you know what? The way... I'm sorry.
But it's been a big story this week for... And you saying...
Well, the way the way the headline is written, I think, is offensive.
His wife calls in.
That's correct. I think it's offensive, right?
Like she went behind his back and did it.
Correct. It's 2019, for crying out loud here, right? I mean, she's very involved. She used to caddy for him, all right? She used to be his caddy. Her brother's his caddy. So it may have just been simple, like, I need some help. I'll reach out to David Ledbetter, right? There's been a lot written and said about her with his family stuff. I've had nothing but good interactions with Patrick Reed. All right.
It makes it look like that she was, you know, annoyed at how he's playing and like went and just called her. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, that's the way it was presented.
That's why I'm saying it's offensive. It was written. I think that, you know, it could have been the case. It doesn't matter. The guy needs help.
That's right.
He shot 77-78. He's a world-class player here. It's not unusual to have a coach come look at their swing. He works the range at every event. I mean, every tour event, these coaches are there all the time working with the top players. So this isn't anything crazy.
So you say downplay that. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
John Rahm's story this week, he and his caddy, Adam Hayes, they get in a roughly like a 60-second back and forth discussing what he should do. Last week at the Players, he's in contention to win on the par 5 11th. Rahm decides to go against some of his caddy's advice,
which
happens, by the way,
quite a bit. Sure it does. Yep.
You talk things out. The caddy might make a suggestion. He goes the other way, and he plunks it into the water and basically never recovered from that point. But player-caddy exchanges, they're very compelling. We hear it quite often. We know that Spieth and his caddy, we hear quite a bit Just a quick thought here on that Rahm thing. What was the media saying about it this week when you talked about it?
Well, you know, everybody is like, oh, is he going to fire Adam Hayes? Like, you know, he's, Adam Hayes is a good caddy, right?
Well, it's a player's
decision. It's a player's decision. And what people have said is Hayes should have just supported this. Once he made the decision, says, okay.
Okay, let's do this.
Then let's do it.
Right.
Which
he argued about it.
He
kind of sort of gave him a half-hearted.
Right. And Rahm said he wanted to hit the shot, and Hayes put doubt in his mind there.
But the player thinks they can hit that shot. So if you're over that and you think you can hit it, and I bet he could have hit it. He didn't hit it that time, but he certainly got the talent to hit that shot. So
right.
Got
to play boldly to win, Jeff.
Right, yeah. You're not there to play for second, right?
That's right.
He's trying to win. It happens.
We got
to
go.
All right, we'll be at Glen Oak next week. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, we'll be. Hopefully, we'll be open.
That's right.
Yeah.
Golf courses might be opening this week.
I think a lot will be. Yeah, if forecast stays where it is.
That's awesome. Not Brian's backyard's open.
That's right. Hey, want to thank everybody here at Fox Valley Club for their warm hospitality, including the general manager Tom Ahern, who was here this morning to greet us. Kyle Randall, the pro from Briarwood, thank you. John, thank you. Marie, thank you. Derek, back in our studios, thank you. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. TD Green every Saturday, 7 to 8, right here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.